The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can take them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one can take them out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, as you can imagine, there's quite a bit to talk about today. You all know we have a new Holy Father. In the Catholic Church, the fourth Sunday of Easter is nicknamed Good Shepherd Sunday. It's also the World Day of Prayer for Vocations. And of course, here in the United States and a few other countries, it's Mother's Day. But since he is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, I'll begin with Jesus and end with him. Today in the Gospel, it's in response to Jewish individuals who had seen and heard Jesus in Jerusalem not long ago at the Feast of Tabernacles. He had piqued their interest. And so when Jesus returns for the Feast of Dedication, which is that eighth-day celebration of what we call Hanukkah, they approach him and say, "Don't keep us in suspense. If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." And indeed, he is the Messiah, and he says as much by saying the words, "I am the Good Shepherd." Out of love, our Good Shepherd feeds us, guides us, protects us, and by his self-sacrifice, redeems the sheep that he loves. He knows his sheep, and he wishes to speak to his sheep. And his sheep know him and hear his voice. He promises that he would never abandon his sheep. In the gospel today, he says, "No one can take them out of my hand." And by choosing his apostles, appointing them, ordaining them, and sending them, he fulfills the words of the prophet Jeremiah, "I will give you shepherds after my own heart." That's certainly true with regards to the cardinal electors, who presumably had spent their whole life attuning their heart and mind and ears to the voice of the shepherd, to know his will. And they sought to do his will in the conclave. And it's certainly true with our new Holy Father, Pope Leo XIV, one who, in the voice of the cardinal electors, made it clear what the Lord was asking him to do, his new calling, and he immediately said, "I accept." What's beautiful about Pope Leo XIV in his very first homily in the Sistine Chapel to those cardinals, it's clear that he knows precisely who Jesus is and what his role and the church's role is. In his first homily, reflecting on Jesus' dialogue with Peter in Caesarea Philippi, where he asks them, "Who do people say that I am?" And Peter replying to Jesus, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Pope Leo XIV says, in these words, Peter, together with the other disciples, expressed the patrimony of the church through the apostolic succession, which has been preserved and deepened and handed on for 2,000 years. Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, the one Savior who alone reveals the face of the Father. There's a clarity of who Jesus is. And later he sees the task that he is entrusted with the entire church. He says, in a particular way, God has called me by your election to succeed the prince of the apostles and has entrusted this treasure to me so that with his help, I may be its faithful administrator for the sake of the entire mystical body of the church. He has done so in order that the church may ever be more fully a city set on a hill, an ark of salvation sailing through the waters of history, and a beacon that illumines the dark nights of this world. Beautiful words from our new Holy Father. And I know everyone's just been fascinated with him, mainly because, yes, he's from the United States. There's debate of whether there ever could be an American pope, and now we have one. And some people say, well, he's not really American because he spent so much time in Peru. But I see there is a fascination, and rightfully so, because we know where a person is born and raised and formed guides them in who they will be. And while you probably won't read this in the widespread newspaper, there are some details about his own priestly vocation that is so important for us to understand about this man who was from an early age called to the priesthood. The first thing we learn, if we dig deep enough, is the role of his parents, Louis and Mildred, who were deeply in love with the Lord and served the church. In fact, his dad was a catechist in the local parish. And it was conversations with his parents that was so formative about hearing the voice of the Good Shepherd and knowing of his own call to the priesthood. I read from an interview that he gave prior to becoming Holy Father. He talks about how it was his father who would speak to him about his own life as a married man, express the clarity within a young person's doubts, and ultimately lead him to the Lord. He also speaks about his experience at his local parish there in the south side of Chicago, run by the Augustinian priests. He was an altar boy. He was in the choir. He was formed at the parish Catholic school. So he was immersed in the life of his parish. He also speaks about his parents having priests over regularly, where he realized that these priests, yes, they were called to a supernatural vocation, yet they were relatable and very human. This allowed for the possibility of his own call to a priest. I also found the detail, and I mean this in two senses, that he was a mama's boy. Now, he did love his mother, and I say that here on Mother's Day. He is grateful for the faith and nurturing of his own mother. So we, too, rejoice in the role of mothers today. Some of us are so grateful that we had wonderful mothers. Some of us maybe didn't have great mothers. Some of us have our mothers with us, and some of us have mothers who have gone before us. Some of us here have lost a child and makes motherhood difficult, and some here still have their desire to be mother not yet realized. So today we pray for mothers, grandmothers, and all those who show us a mother's love. But I mean that Pope Leo XIV's a mama's boy in a different sense. And I get this phrase from a brother priest I talked to a couple days ago. He loves our Blessed Mother deeply. Here's my evidence for it. On the loggia of St. Peter's Basilica, he references an obscure feast of Our Lady of Pompeii. So he must be so dedicated to Our Lady to know about that obscure feast and observe it and call everyone to pray Hail Mary with him right there on the loggia. Number two, on day two of his pontificate, he made a 30-minute drive to a shrine of Our Lady of Good Counsel to ask Our Lady's intercession for his pontificate. Number three, his coat of arms, which is kind of the symbol of his papacy. On one half of it is a book with a heart that is being pierced, referring to St. Augustine's own conversion, because he's an Augustinian. St. Augustine wrote that you have, speaking to the Lord, you have pierced my heart with your word. But the other half of his coat of arms is a fleur-de-lis, a reference to Our Lady. And even today, and I know I'm becoming kind of a papal observer these days, watching his every move, but every Sunday he comes out and greets the people at noon to pray either the Angelus or the Regina Caeli in Easter time. And so when he's on the loggia today, he doesn't just recite the prayer of the Regina Caeli. For the first time in decades, he just sang it. So he loves Our Lady enough to sing to her today. So I'm grateful that he was close to Our Lady to lead him to his vocation to the priesthood. It is not our goal here at St. Louis de Montfort necessarily to raise up the next Pope of the Catholic Church. I'm open to the idea, but the goal, of course, is to create a culture of vocations here. And it's already beginning, and I know it's here, but the idea is that we have to have an atmosphere that normalizes teaching each one of us to attune our minds and hearts and ears to the voice of the Good Shepherd, to know his will and where he's calling us. Yes, this parish must raise up good, holy, happy, faithful marriages to hear young people hear that call to that life. But most especially for our young people to hear the voice of the Lord if they're being called to the priesthood or consecrated religious life. And I'm asking all of you for that culture of vocations here to pray for those intentions. The church will be greatly diminished and our faith harmed with less and less priests and religious. So we have prayer cards. We began handing out in the Feast of St. Louis de Montfort, but they're in the narthex today. One for the priests, for vocations, the priesthood, and one prayer card for religious life. I ask every family to take at least one of each and begin praying them regularly as a family, once a week, once a day, to continue to pray for that vocation. But let's take a cue from Leo XIV's vocation. What was crucial for him will be crucial for the young people of this parish. Number one, the role of his parents. So parents, you know, your task is to lead your children to heaven, but to attune them to the voice of the shepherd. That means teaching them to pray, speaking about prayer, and allowing them to uncover the questions of their heart with regards to their vocation, and most especially your lived example of the faith. Number two, if he was involved in his parish and that was formative, that means our young people can't be just here for an hour a week. I don't want to create a culture where kids are just hiding out in the church all day long, but knowing that this is a part of the rhythm of life that is not relegated to 1 hour. Number three, if it was formative for him to have priests in the home sharing meals. Yes, you guessed it. The whole point of this parish homily is for you to all invite me to your homes to have meals. That might be a bit deviant, but you know, I am hungry oftentimes and I would take food. But at least to have our young people feel comfortable and feel like they know their priests. And if you can facilitate that, I think that will help them uncover their vocations. And lastly, let's foster devotion to Our Lady. May every young woman say they're a mama's girl, and may every young boy say they're a mama's boy in the sense of their blessed mother. Ultimately, when we're called, as many all of my brother priests have felt, we've been called to be priests, it's an honor to know that we are guiding the Lord's flock to the eternal pasture of heaven, that they might arrive safely in that eternal wedding feast at the center of which is the one true Lamb in whose blood we have been redeemed and washed. Today I'll conclude with, yes, the words of our new Holy Father today at the Angelus Address, where he repeated the words of Pope John Paul the Great, telling the young people, do not be afraid of the call of Jesus. He alone knows your heart and beckons to it.